Welcome to ThrivingMothersTalkRadio.com, where busy working mothers come to thrive. And now your hosts, Mary McHenry and Susan Geyer.
Hi, this is Mary.
And this is Sue. Hey, it's Tuesday. It must be Thrive time.
Hey!
So, Mary, what are you doing to thrive this week?
Well, let's see. You know, I was having a pretty full day the other day, and I remembered one of the tools that we have in our book, probably one of the simplest ones that we have in there, and that is the 30 seconds of absolutely nothing tool.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes I just forgot how amazing it is, how long 30 seconds can feel, and how good it is to totally stop when I'm feeling overwhelmed. So I sat on my deck, and I just watched how the leaves were moving. I got to really appreciate all the different colors of green that were, you know, that are on the mountainside across from me, and the colors of the wildflowers, the feel of the wind. And I just really sat there. I think it was probably longer than 30 seconds, but maybe even a full minute, and did nothing. It was so awesome. So that's what I've been doing to thrive. And I think I'm going to probably do that more.
Good for you. Yeah, because as moms, we don't take that minute to do nothing. We might sit still for a minute, but we never take that still time to just be with ourselves and our breathing. And it's so powerful when we do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the simplest, most powerful things. It's amazing. And it's accessible all the time, anytime.
Yeah. Yes, you just have to be with yourself.
That's right. So tell me about what thriving looks for you, what it looks like for you this week.
One, I'm so excited about us, you know, launching this radio show together.
I mean,
that feels really thriving. Yeah. You know, and getting it out there and connecting with people that listen and, you know, creating more of this community that's been our vision. Mm. But I think the one tool that I kind of really been doing and, you know, I keep coming back to always is being fully in the moment. You know, for me, thriving is being in the moment, whatever it is. So whether when instead of thinking, gosh, what I'm making for dinner and all the work that I have to get done, when my kids are looking at me, especially, you know, my 2-year-old looking at me like, can you just, you know, push me on the swing? Mm. And kind of like your moment of being still, it's like, yeah, so let me enjoy pushing her on the swing and really spend some time being present in that moment and thriving and really, you know, getting into that, knowing that when I then need to sit down and do the paperwork, I can be fully present in that space too.
Ah, sounds great. Sounds really relaxing.
Yeah. And the other really cool thing that I just have to share is that I have this, right outside my office, I have this really big butterfly bush that I can noticing. And right now the most beautiful, oh, there's two little ones right now playing, but the most beautiful butterflies have been showing up right outside my office window to play. And so it's just amazing how attracted they are to that plant, and so that just always makes me smile.
Yeah, having butterflies playing outside your window, it's a good reminder.
Yeah.
It's great.
Time for a thriving tip. Take 30 seconds right now and sit down somewhere. Take a nice deep breath while you're listening to us and do absolutely nothing else. Have fun giving yourself that little gift and be amazed at how long 30 seconds of nothing can feel.
We've been talking a lot about dynamic versus static balance. And what I feel like what we're both talking about is dynamic, being where something is moving and flowing and changing rather than having everything locked up into a static state of balance. Let's play with that a little bit.
So for anyone that's listening, we're going to really invite you to kind of embrace this. Mary and I are so passionate about this place of thriving, and so we really hope that you connect with what we're going to talk about today. well, you know, let's get really strong about it. Let's get passionate. I just said we're really passionate, so I'm going to get passionate.
Go.
This idea around balance, especially the way most people do balance, you know, and that you can balance. And, again, I was at the store, picked up one of, you know, love the women's magazines. And, again, another balance, work-life balance. And it's something, again, to do. And, you know, it really it's kind of a little frustrating, that space, because balance is a myth in the way that society is making us think we, quote, should do it. It's really that, you know, so many people are writing about that static balance, that place of doing something to get yourself all areas of your life balanced. Like we talk about, you know, the spinning plates. Let's get them all spinning, you know, equally and prettily and everything else. When, gosh, boy, that's stressful. You feel like one's going to fall, or you keep running around trying to keep them all, every area of your life, balanced, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't serve us at all.
Yeah.
It
feels like we're holding our breath.
Yeah. It doesn't allow you to stay in that present moment, like I was talking about, just being, and like you were talking about, being with yourself and just connecting to who you are. We're static. You know, we're stuck, because as soon as you get balanced, you can't move. Hmm. And then we're afraid that, oh, no, if something happens in our life, if we have to make a change, you know, we're going to lose that balance that we keep doing.
Hmm.
You know, I love the fact that, you know, we live from that place of thriving.
Yeah. It's funny, because what you just said about if something changes, then we're going to lose our balance. And the thing is, things change all the time. I mean, life is about change. You know,
yeah.
It's not about staying in one, locking things down and, you know, getting it right. And, you know, I mean, I just remember when I was very first a young mama, and I had found this perfect babysitter, and then she moved away, and it was like, oh, my God. You know, my world has fallen apart, and I realized, then, you know, I just saw that just keeps happening.
I think that maybe that's why, it just struck me that maybe that's why so many people fear change, because we just get it all right, you know, we get it all balanced, we get it feeling, and then something's changed. But as you just said, you know, that all of life, every bit of life is changing.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're growing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so, you know, really, deep down, we know we deserve to thrive, you know, which means we can make mistakes, we can have fun, we can move and grow and change our mind about how we want things to be in our lives, get a new inspiration, you know, on a certain day, and do things differently. And that's really what we have at the core of our definition of thriving, is that it's organic, it's alive, it's moving.
I'm wondering how many women out there are kind of scratching their heads right now and saying, okay, so how do you do that? You know, mm-hmm. I'm so programmed to try and balance it all.
Mm.
And, yeah, I want to feel this new definition of thriving. And, gosh, I would love to be able to stop spinning plates, and I would love to make mistakes and have fun with my kids and my husband and myself and my friends, and have fun with my work, whatever that is. But I'm not quite sure what that looks like,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not quite sure how to get there. I know we both speak to so many women on a daily basis that ask those same questions, those really good questions of, okay, society's been telling me, all the magazines have been telling me, here's the way, the 10, you know, ways to do it, and I still am not getting it right, so there must be something wrong with me. And now you're saying, no, there's nothing wrong with me, which I kind of like, but how do I get there? Like,
yeah.
So maybe we should go through that and help women that are listening, and we hope we do help you if you're listening, and we help your friends. To say, gosh, what does thriving look like for me?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I know that's what has helped us.
Yeah. Yeah, and the sense I'm getting to is, first of all, make sure you're breathing nice and deeply, you know, because that way gives a little space around the whole thing, and it's not just another to-do on your list.
Yeah, you know what? I want to just stop for what you just said because it really hit me.
What's that?
For a moment, is that thriving is a mindset, not a to-do.
Mm-hmm, great.
It's a place of being, not doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might do things to get to that place of being, thriving, but it's more a place of being than a checklist.
Great. Yeah, great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, just taking a really deep breath is a great way, just another one of those wonderful, simple things you can do in the middle of any situation to just remember that it's about being and to, you know, be more in that moment.
However you're feeling is really okay.
Yeah, not only is it okay, it's really important to notice how you're feeling and to pay attention to how you're feeling, because how you feel matters. It really matters. So let's play with a piece of paper. If you just draw a line down the center and make two columns. And on one side, the heading on the top of that will be hindering my thriving, or what stops me, or something like that, right?
Right, yeah.
And then on the other side, what helps me thrive? On that hindering side, that's a real easy one for a lot of us. You know, what's draining your time, your energy, your activities, things that you don't necessarily like to do, things you might not be that great at? And just list those things down the side of that what's hindering me side. Do you have any other thoughts on that side of the paper, Sue?
No, so let's play with that for ourselves. So some of the things that, you know, I know have shown up for me, and I know have shown up when we've spoken with other women and there are workshops, have been saying yes to school activities that we're not so great at. I remember the beginning of, you know, we're about to go back to school soon, and at the beginning of the year, there's all those lists, and you think, oh, yes, I'll just sign up for everything, because, of course, that's not till January, or, you know, the Valentine's party is that far away, it won't be a problem. And then all of a sudden, you said yes to too many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be for just because you felt like you needed to. You needed to, you know, all the other moms were writing down their name on all the papers. And so, you know, it's a should, you know. Mm-hmm. I need to say yes to even though I might not either have the time or it might be something I'm not so good at or I really don't like to do. I know I was asked this past year to head a pretty big project, and I really considered it. And then I had to step back and go, would I feel like I was, really enjoying it and enthusiastic? Was it using my best skills and strengths? Was it something I would just really feel like I was thriving at if I was doing it?
Mm.
Or was I just saying yes because nobody else was going to take it?
Right.
And I felt like, oh, it's my turn, you know. Somebody in our neighborhood had headed the committee up, and, you know, they asked, would I take it on? And I really considered it, and then I graciously turned it down.
Mm. Graciously, that's the ticket, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mama taught me.
Yeah.
How to graciously say no.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things I'm really great at that will help that committee, and I offered where I felt I was great. And I also knew that to take on the whole thing, that I would just feel like I was suffocating the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have done myself nor you know, who I was meant to serve any good.
Yeah.
It would have hindered a lot of people had I said yes to that. But I know that's a, you know, even I almost said yes. You know, there's a struggle there, saying yes to things. And I think we say yes to a lot of things. So I think that always, that can hinder that feeling of thriving and growing and, you know, being in a fun space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know for me, one really similar to yours is I tend to say yes to a lot of community nonprofit boards. Mm. And I've said some no to some great ones recently. I pat myself on the back for that. It feels
Yay.
Really good. You know, another one, too, for me on that hindering side, it's interesting, around my work is I say yes to a lot of courses and trainings. And, there's an inspired speakers training that I'm really drawn to do. And it just doesn't make sense time and money-wise for me. And I recently decided that I'm not going to do it, and yet I am going to pursue, you know, finding some speaking training, inspiring speaking training, somewhere locally, somewhere where I have, you know, already have connections in that area locally. And that, but boy, when I was debating about whether or not to do that training, it was actually draining my energy because I felt like I have to find a way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and it's really interesting because I think one of the things that help you, especially when you just said local, is creating that sense of community close to home.
Yeah.
You know, well then, so, you know, by turning down one opportunity, it sounds like you're creating an opportunity on the other side, something that will help you thrive.
Right.
You know, might help grow your business by connecting with people that you can support, they can support you in that goal locally, and your sense of creating more community for yourself locally as opposed to going somewhere, worrying about the finances and everything else, and then coming back.
Yeah. So on that piece of paper, I might actually connect those two from one column to another.
Right.
You know, the hindering part was the indecision and about money, and then, you know, connected across the aisle there to what could support my thriving, what would help me thrive, is just what you said, you know, follow the yearning that I have to whatever it takes to be an inspiring speaker, but to do it in a way that comes from that empowering place of doing it locally, connecting with people that I will be able to do it with here, and not feeling like it's a huge financial strain.
Yeah, and I think that for most things that hinder, you can find a way, you know, most things that hinder from thriving, you can create, and I invite everybody that's doing this, create the way that makes it feel more thriving, like I did with, like you just did, you just connected the dots, and like I did with the committee, you know, I turned it down, but I can spend that energy in another area, mm-hmm. or to support the school in a different way. One of the things that I am noticing right now, my fitness routine is being shortened.
Mm.
And I could either dress about it and be like, oh, I have to cut back on sleep so that I can fit that in, or I could say, you know what, during these few moments, I'm going to get fitness in a different way.
Mm.
I'm going to either go for a walk with the kids. My son has a couple hours of soccer camp at night. So that's what's kind of throwing our schedule off, and it's just for this week. So thinking of, okay, how can I leverage maybe another area of my life? One of the things that's nice about being there is I'm connecting with a lot of the moms I haven't seen all summer, so I'm getting some of my social time. I could read with my other kids. I could spend more time with my daughter since we're there. You know, it's really looking at, okay, what could be the hindering is I'm spending a lot of time at this soccer camp, and then, and okay, so how can I create a thriving moment out of that?
Great. And again, you know, that's coming back to the mindset.
Yeah.
Thriving is really a mindset. It's how you think about it, how you relate to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think really thinking outside the box, being able to, like I always do, okay, so in this moment, what can I do to thrive? That's my key words, and I invite others to use that is, in this moment, I breathe, and in that breath time is, what can I do in this moment so that I can feel like I'm thriving?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And then that brings in that really other key component of thriving that I know we've talked about a lot, and that's choice, you know, making a choice. Then right in that moment when you take that breath, it's like you allow yourself the possibility of making a choice about how you're feeling and responding and reacting to what's happening.
Yeah. And so I think that really kind of goes back to, you know, those changes to the dynamic balance.
Mm-hmm.
That instead of the how to do balance, knowing that balance is constantly making these small changes. We talked about people being afraid of change, but if you embrace change, you can really thrive. Look at plants, how much they change and how they can thrive after a winter of being dormant and all the changes that they go through. And I was talking to somebody just a couple of days ago about yoga, and to hold a pose, you're constantly making those small adjustments. And we know that when we watch, and soon the Olympics are going to be here, the gymnast on the balance beam. Mm-hmm. In order for her to balance, she's so aware of where her body is or his body is and making those changes. So I think that what we just talked about in terms of thriving is knowing when to make changes in our life and tuning in to being dynamically balanced as a way of being instead of a way of doing.
Mm-hmm. I'm standing on one foot while you're talking. And, it's fun because you can actually feel all those little micro movements. And that's great. That's fun. Because it never is just locked into one thing. It is always moving. And, if the ground moved underneath my foot, I'd need to adjust.
Right.
And that's what we do. That's can we respond? Can we adjust?
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, Mary, it's been great talking to you about thriving.
Should we
summarize it for those that are listening and invite them to our next call?
Let's do that.
Let's review kind of the keys that we have. What are two keys kind of to thriving for you?
Well, one thing I know we talked about at the beginning of the call is that balance in the way that it's being fed to us, right now, or the way that we're holding it in this culture, feels like another to-do. It feels like a really stressful to-do, and that we have an option to switch to thriving, a thriving mindset, instead of a trying to balance to-do list item.
Yeah. And I think that what you had said of, breathing, and I think that exercise of just taking 30 seconds to a minute, stretch it out to a minute for heaven's sake, and just sitting. And I know in the beginning, even doing 30 seconds sometimes is difficult.
Mm.
And that's kind of, the fun part of it. And not do, think, be anything but sitting and just breathing and being with yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's a huge kind of connection, allows you to thrive by just connecting and taking that time out.
Great.
To be, instead of just doing.
I think another thing we're talking about here, too, is the difference between the distinction between dynamic balance and static balance. And that, I think that when we think of trying to have things balanced, we often think of it as a static place, that we'll get things all right, we'll get things all in place, and then we're supposed to hold it there, and that it's not right until we get it there. And that's that idea of static balance. And what we're proposing is that we welcome in this dynamic balance, which is really how things work anyway.
Yeah. And I think we talked about invite people to have the thriving mindset,
mm-hmm.
and which is, leverage your time and energy. Get rid of things that drain you. Either, create a community that can help you. Play, let yourself make mistakes. Be present, check in with yourself and say, what can I do to feel a little bit better? Feel like I'm thriving right now.
Yeah. I think those are some of the key points, and play with writing things down. What's hindering you or stopping you from thriving? What feels like it's draining you? And then maybe connect it across the page to, how could you turn that around to something that would feel better?
So what's coming up for you this week, Mary?
I am. I'm getting ready to go down to the Crestone Music Festival down in Crestone, Colorado. I am a guest singer with the Tabatana Marimba Band down there, and I'm really looking forward to it. That whole summer festival thing, it's gorgeous down there. And so I'm going to get to go sing this weekend. How about you, Sue?
Well, I'm leaving the East Coast, coming out west. I'm going to be in Arizona at the Women's Business Empowerment Summit, and I'm going to be connecting with a lot of, you know, fantastic women and spending some time. It's being held at a spa,
mm-hmm.
so I might be treating myself by the pool, and
sweet.
I think it'll be a really great, great week, extended weekend. So this has been Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, and we have certainly thrived. And hey, Mary, what do we say? Because it's thrive time.
Bye, Sue.
Have a great week. Take care.
Thanks for joining us at thrivingmothersradio.com. You can write to Sue and Mary at moms@successcirclecoaching.com. That's moms@successcirclecoaching.com. And find them at www.stopspinningplates.com. Look forward to having you on our future radio shows, and keep thriving.